We're going to start off with our Arcata City Council candidates, first of all, and hear from them. And we were trying to figure out an order. Melissa Noel, who helps me tremendously at the radio station, put these together. She said, why don't we just do the ballot order? And I said, perfect, let's just do the order of the ballot. They drew for ballot order with Carmen earlier this year, so that's the way you're going to hear them tonight, is first of all. So we're going to begin with Tim Bridges. And the way this works, we're going to start with about a two-minute opening statement. Tell us a little bit about you, yourself, why you want to run for City Council, and then we'll go down the line. I'll introduce each one of you. Tim, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Tim Bridges. I've been married to my wife for 38 years, and I got two sons, Josh and his wife, Kayla. Got another son, Jeremy, and his wife, Miranda. And work history, I basically grew up right here in Katy's, right over the hill, cemetery here, and I've worked around everywhere and retired from Hopkinsville Fire Department, and then went to work at a pharmacy in Paducah for a while, and then ended up working at Southside Church of Christ, where I've been going for 38 years, and retired from there recently.
Tim, thank you very much. Hand the microphone over to Brian Futrell. Brian will speak next. Well, Brian, a couple of minutes. Just tell us a little bit about you and why you're running for City Council.
Okay. Brian Futrell, I'm seeking my fifth term on the City Council. So the reason I'd also like to say I'm a principal over here at the Trier County Intermediate School. I've been a part of the school system for the last 28 years. I do enjoy working with the kids, and I do get to work with parents and teachers throughout each and every day and each week. Also, I have a beautiful wife, Leslie. I have two daughters, Ella Ray, she's a junior in high school, and Emily, she's an eighth grader at the middle school. So they're growing up fast, and they're expensive as they get older. So I'm running for City Council again because there's work to be done in Katy's. We have a lot of different things that we haven't accomplished yet. That, you know, in the past we've worked on a water plant. We have a lot of sewer infrastructure that needs to be addressed that a lot of people don't know about. And that takes a lot of money to do that, but we have to upgrade our sewer system to make that better. And it starts right down here at the five-way and makes its way on down. From all the growth that's behind you here by the school system, even this building, the way growing here, we have Interstate 24 has some things that need to be done with the sewer system. So we want to upgrade that and make that better like we have a water plant, because that's a dire need for industry to be here in this town and for growth in the future. Also, want to continue to work with the Parks and Rec to do things for the youth and all citizens here in Katy's and Trier County, and collaborate with partners from tourism and Trier County Magistrate, who also serve on this committee. We've done a lot of great things for recreation and tourism in this town, and want to continue to do that. So I would appreciate your vote on November the 8th, or early voting, as Carmen mentioned earlier, November 3rd, 4th, or 5th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Futrell, and pass the microphone on down to Ms. Susie Hendricks. Susie, tell us a bit about you and why you're running for council.
Hello, I'm Susie Hendricks. It's been an honor to serve on the City Council for the past 6 years. While serving on the council, it's been my goal always to put the city and especially our citizens first and foremost. We have seen our city prosper with a state-of-the-art water plant. We have had new restaurants, new coffee shop, and even some new small business come in. We will continue to seek out opportunities to enhance and grow our city. Also, as Carmen was talking about, I encourage you all to get out and vote and make your voice heard. It upset me to see our primary this past May show only a 20% voter turnout. You know, this is something that's important for us to do, and let's make every effort to get out and vote on November 8th. It's our right as well as our responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hendricks. Appreciate that. Next of all, Ms. Jeannie Bodine. Jeannie?
Thank you, Alan. My name is Jeannie Bodine. Most of you probably remember me as Jeannie Stagner, and I walked to school every day on Main Street, uphill going and uphill going home. And I live about 100 feet from the house I grew up in. My brother lives there now, so we have the family compound. I own the Purple Pig downtown. So as a small business owner, I definitely have a vested interest in business. It takes a huge leap of faith to open a new business here and make it prosper. You got to hang on. You've got to have plans. You've got to have structure. And it takes a lot. So people give up too quick. I encourage everybody, and I'm looking at my sister-in-law's new business and the ones coming out on the Jolly property. They've spent the money to take that leap of faith. And I'm proud of it. I'm tickled. Every single thing that comes here brings two more. So if you don't want another Mexican restaurant, somebody else might. That'll just bring something else. Just every single thing we get is one thing we didn't have. So be aware, don't complain. Just be proud of what we get. I was on the council 2018 to 2020. I felt like I made a difference. I didn't make it the last election, but I hope you'll put me back there this election. I appreciate your vote. Vote early. I can't say vote often. Carmen said not. Vote early. And I appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jeannie Bodine. Now, next of all, Ms. Susan Bright. Susan?
My name is Susan Bright. And first, I would like to thank the WAE for having us here. I know it was extra for them to do and to prepare and to get ready. I have two children, my husband, who has passed, and we've been here all of our lives. I lived away for a little while when I taught school in Cincinnati and did a few other things, but mostly I've been here. I taught school for 42 years, which is a little bit long, but also as I look around, I'm probably the oldest person in this room. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. The things that I've been interested in as I've been on the council that I continue to be interested in is to have bathrooms downtown. Now, that might not be a big deal to a lot of people, but it would help downtown in the area. If you have to go, if someone needs to go to the bathroom and you tell them to go down to the park and go, they're likely not to return to uptown. And they won't look at the other offerings that are here. I've also been involved with, I was on the pool committee, swimming pool, but the committee, we all decided we had more than we could handle and that the pool was something that was pricier than we could take on at the time. And so we came up with some other ideas, which I still would like to see something done about. We have to have land. We did purchase some land downtown where the CB Market used to be. I would like to see some green space there. I would like to see some things for children there, splash pad, then maybe even also perhaps if we had room, tennis. We used to have a tennis court over at the high school, and it was used. So if you have ideas and people have given those up, it would be nice to share those. Let us know, anybody on the council, let me know. There have been other things that have been brought up for that area down there. Some have talked about a new building down there, not like the one out at the complex, but somewhat similar to out there. And that might be something the majority want. But I'd like to hear from you. I'm like Susie, whatever you all want or how I feel that you feel is the way I will vote and the way I will go. And I would like to see things continue to progress in Katy's. I think they have. But sometimes we take a step forward and it looks like we take a step backward. But there are things that we need to keep on our mind at all times to try to make the city grow. But I'm not sure I want it to grow too long in my lifetime, but that won't take much long. You know, that's not a long time. So, but moderately. And I think that we should also be proud of the workers we have for the city, and that is the workers that do the everything in the city that has to be done, clean up and all other things, our police department. I mean, we are fortunate. We do have some awfully good people that work for the city, and it is nice to see them and that they should be appreciated also.
I told him I didn't probably need this because I think you could have heard me in the back because I still have that school teacher voice, but they made me use it anyway. So I would appreciate your vote, but I'm like Susie also, I'd just like to see more and more people vote. And it's not so much that we're all running against each other. There's just more and more people interested in doing the right thing for the community. And I think that's a really good thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bryant. We want the people out in the radio on the radio to hear you as well. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Dustin Gilbert, Dustin's next. Dustin, tell us what about you and why you want to run for council.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Dustin Gilbert. For those that don't know me, we moved here in 2020. My wife has been teaching at the high school here since 2009. And as our kids got a little older and more involved in band and sports activities, I'm a realtor. So she's like, you can do that from wherever you're at. So we moved onto Main Street here in Cadiz in the fall of 2020. I have three kids. Bella, she is in eighth grade. Piper is in fourth grade, and Aiden is in second grade. Like I said, I'm a realtor with West Kentucky Realty. We opened a small business here in town in March of this year, Studio 17, up on Main Street as well. It's a gift store, also an art studio. We do paint parties and things like that. I think that's important in Cadiz, is having that identity, that small business, and having that support for small businesses. And that's one reason why I'm running for city council, is to be able to be a voice for small businesses and a voice for homeowners, and a voice just for everyone in our city, because as we look forward to the future, we need to have more strategic plans in place to make sure that we're doing the right things and that we're growing at a steady pace and making sure that people are taken care of in the businesses and revitalizing our downtown and making sure that we have everything we can offer to our citizens and the ones looking outside to come in that may want to move here. So I appreciate your vote in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin. Next of all, we have Ms. Brenda Price. Brenda?
Hi. I'm Brenda Price, and I am running for re-election to City Council. I was elected in 2020. It's been my good fortune and my honor to have served on this council for the past 2 years. I'm a 12-year employee of FNB Bank. I'm a member of East Cadiz Baptist Church, and again, I'm proud to be a citizen of Cadiz. Serving on the council has been very fulfilling. Not only has it been a learning situation, because I've learned a lot in these last 2 years, but it's also given me the opportunity to represent good people of Cadiz. I love this town. I love its people. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a fanatic. When we first moved here, I didn't want to go, and now you're not going to get me out. My goal is to do what's best for the city. If given the opportunity, I will give it my all. And I do thank you for your time and attention. I humbly ask for your vote, and please get out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate that. Next of all, Mr. Frankie Phillips. Frankie?
My name is Frankie Phillips. I'm a lifelong resident of Cadiz Tree County. I've been married to my wife, Tammy, for 43 years. I have one son, Matthew, 5 grandchildren. I'm an employee of Tree County Hospital, EMS, for 40 years, member of Canton Baptist Church, where I serve on the buildings and ground and security. I am honored to serve on the city council for the citizens of Cadiz. I am for small business, and I think we need more industrial. We do need to fix our infrastructure, and our police department is fully staffed. I think we need to raise the pay and to help Duncan Wiggins get fully staffed.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Appreciate that. Mr. Bob Knoll is our last candidate for City Council. Bob?
Hello, I'm Bob Knoll. I'm running for City Council, too. I lived in Cadiz my entire life. Enjoyed serving the community on the City Council. I also serve on the hospital board. I've been on the hospital board since 1998. And I'm also a member of the volunteer fire department here in Cadiz. I've been on the fire department almost 40 years. I'm a member of Cadiz Baptist Church. I'm married to my wife, Mitzi. We've been married 43 years. We've got 2 daughters. We have 4 grandchildren. And I'd just like to thank the citizens of Cadiz that's supported me in the past years, and I hope you support me again this year. I'm with Brian. I think that we need to start improving our infrastructure. Now, we've been doing some. We've done the water plant, and now our sewer systems need to be upgraded so that we can attract more industry up there in the business park up at I-24, because with the septic system we have right now, we couldn't support a new factory coming in. So I think that, and it seems like every year that we wait, the more it costs to get it replaced. So I just appreciate your support, and I hope you vote, go out and vote this year. And when you look on the list, I'm all the way at the bottom. I'm number 9 on the list. So just make sure you look the list over. Thank you.
As Mayor King noted, thank you. I thank each of you, all of our 980 city council candidates. As Mayor King noted earlier, they're on the back of your ballot, so make sure you turn that ballot over and vote on the back as well. So we're going to start off with some questions, and kind of the way we'll do this, in the past I've asked everybody the same question. We're just going to start out, and we'll, since Tim had the first question, we'll start with Brian with this one. And then if anybody else wants to weigh in on this question, you're all welcome to weigh in on it. We'll start with Brian, let him answer this question, and we'll try to get in. Maybe we may get more questions in this way. I don't know, but certainly discuss some issues here. First question, Brian Futrell, what should be the main goal of the City of Cadiz Council, and what are you going to do or plan to do to achieve that goal?
Okay, I'm on. I mentioned that earlier in my introduction. The infrastructure has to be addressed. Without that, we cannot continue to grow and do things like we need to do here in the city limits. So, again, from I-24 down here to the five-way is an issue that has to be addressed, and it's very costly. And how to achieve that is, we're currently working on that through grant money, and it's money that we're going to have to use as the city to set aside to help pay and make that happen in order for it to be where it needs to be. And then that way you would have your water completed, your sewer system completed, and then we still have an older sewer plant down here, and that has to be addressed. Maybe not now, but in the near future, that's going to have to be addressed as well, because it's aging. And right now, if you talk to Public Works, we continue to put Band-Aids on it to make it run like it should. Also, if you've served on the council, something that always comes up is the police department. We always have police that come, and we have police that go. And it's very difficult because there's not people knocking down the door to be a police person anymore. But you got to have police, and we want to run 24/7 in our city. And so as of right now, we have 7 people that are hired, and we're 3 short. 3 of those work at the school system during the daytime, folks. That leaves 4 people covering the city for the rest of the time. That's not good. So we're down 3. So one way to address that is something that we're currently doing, is raising the wages for our police officers so we can keep people here and attract folks from other places to come to Cadiz and be here and stay here. But it's been something we've been dealing with for, I don't know, the 8 years I've served on the council, where we have folks that come and go, but we don't want our officers to leave. We want them to continue to be here because we have a great staff. Duncan's a great chief, and we want to continue to have the proper security and measurements here within the city limits, so people are safe and people, you can respond to their needs when it's called for. So.
Thank you. Brian Futrell, thank you very much. And I'll just ask anybody else, you guys are all welcome to weigh in on that question. If you want to, Susie, you want to start with you. Everybody weigh in on that question. I think it's a good question for everybody here. I'll ask you again, what would be the main goal of Cadiz City Council, and what are you doing or plan to do to achieve that goal?
Well, as Brian talked about, the infrastructure, that is something we are going to have to address. It takes money to do those things, and that's something that's hard to come by. So that is something that we're going to have to look at. I really want, unlike Susan, I really want something for our young people. We have purchased that land down there at the CB, the parking lot, as well as where the CB grocery store was. You've probably seen some concerts or activity going on down there this weekend during the Ham Festival. So we have attained that, and that's something we can work with as well. So we need to do something to... You know, we have the complex for kids out in the county and people that have a transportation to get to the complex. There's a lot of kids that don't have that transportation to be able to do things out of the complex. So we're hoping we can use this as maybe something that for those children that don't have transportation out there. That's important for us. You know, it's always important to listen to our citizens. You know what you like and what you want and what we need. And we try to do that. And I have always tried, whenever I'm making any decisions for the city, I think about what is best for them. Not what's going to be best for Susie or what's going to make things easier for me, but what's going to be better for the citizens and what's going to make them happier to live here. You know, we have been blessed with several new businesses. You know, the Sunflower Coffee Shop has been a great addition. The things out there on Jolly Way, that's going to be great additions. So these things are going to help us, going to help us with our payroll tax, going to help us to be able to get some more money that we can do things with. So that's important for us too. So, you know, just bear with us. We're going to try to do the right thing, spread that dollar as far as we can to be able to do things that are needs to be fixed for our infrastructure. We need that sewer system fixed. That's going to have to be a must to be able to grow at the industrial park. So, you know, you see that we have a new business, the load covering solutions. That's out there at the industrial park. That would still consider a small business because we're only going to be hiring 30 people. We're glad to get it. You know, I just hope people will get out, apply, you know, become a part of our community and work. And these plants are important. I'm sure they're going to have some good benefits. And that's going to be great to see our city grow with these small businesses first. And as we get our infrastructure ready to bring some big, larger businesses into our city. So I thank you for your time.
And Ms. Susie Hendricks, thank you so much. Jeannie, if you want to answer the same question, you're welcome to do so. And I'll give it to you again. If you want me to, or if you know it, that's fine.
I know it.
Jeannie Bodine.
You know, they've said so many important things. I don't know anybody that probably knows an exact figure on what a police officer makes, but it's pitiful. I mean, it's truly pitiful. And we put them through the academy at our expense, and then they get an offer from an adjoining county that's really close for a lot more money, or not a lot more, but enough to make it worth their while, and they're gone. So we have them and they're gone. We've got to do something about that. We can't run with 7 police officers and only 4 of them on the street all the time. We need, that's got to be fixed. Infrastructure, sewer plant, you know that's a must. I'm with Susan on the green space. The IGA parking lot is prime real estate. And if you had a green space with some benches for mamas to sit and kids to play, or just to walk down there to use the bathroom, I know it's a long way, but it's better than no way. And Todd Wallace just opened the cabin up. It's adorable. Y'all have to go. It is adorable. Who would ever thought the cabin would come back? But he took that leap of faith. So we just support these people because it's a heck of a jump. And I almost messed up on that one. But it's a big leap when you're putting your money where your mouth is. So, you know, we just got to keep on it.
All right, let's same question, Ms. Susan Bryant. And either microphone's fine, gives Ms. Bryant. What should be the main goal of Cadiz City Council, and what are you planning or do plan to do to achieve that goal, Ms. Bryant?
Well, I don't know that there's a lot more to say about that. I hope you realize that we do try to get as much grant money as we can, and that's very, very important. But usually grant money is a match in some way. It might not be 100% match, but there's some responsibility on our side. We do the best that we can to try to make decisions that will be make things easier for people here in Tree County, and that's as far as jobs and other situations. Infrastructure has been talked about. We've got to do something about that. That's why we did the, not just that, but that's one of the reasons that the water plant was so important, because in order to provide water for what we hope grows in the industrial area, you had to have a bigger production area than we had. And so we needed more area so that we could provide that way. Everybody hopes for growth in the city, and everybody, I think, up here would do all that they could try to make that happen. To get jobs, to have small businesses, to try to keep our people here who are working, whether it be police officers as well as other people who work here. You know, most of us that are working now do not make what we think probably is appropriate for us to make, and we are probably right. And especially in these times, it is hard and it is difficult to make it on what we draw every month or every week. I mean, I'm retired, but as times change, you know, that I will. But I can't think of a lot of other things that have not already been said. I think that most of us do try to take in consideration and go around and ask people in the community, what do you want? And if we come up with a if we come up and we're going to have a vote on something that is in the community or a neighborhood, that I do, and I think the others do too, go around and ask the people in that neighborhood how they feel. And those are the people who should be making the decision. Not us, because I don't know, just because I think it's best. That doesn't mean it is for everybody else. And sometimes people don't agree with me. But, you know, the effort is made to try to decide what it is the community wants and to try to take that one step further and to vote in that direction.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bryant. Appreciate that very much. And next of all, Dustin, if you want to add to that, anything? Or anything
just a little bit, yeah. I will say, I know I agree with all the infrastructure and all the talks of our sewer system and things like that, but I think once that's in place, we need to look at developing a plan for the future look of that and make sure that we're staying on top of keeping that maintained and well taken care of. When I first announced my candidacy for city council, I put out a very short survey on social media, just asking the citizens of Cadiz, you know, what's one thing you want to see better? What's one thing that you love about Cadiz? And the biggest response from the citizens was talking about dog parks or green spaces, even a talk about public transportation to get people to the factories that they work at, because some of them don't have the transportation to get to work all the time. So I think listening to the citizens and making sure that we're doing what they would like with their tax dollars is probably the most important thing we can do. A lot of talks about things for kids to do here, things that doesn't take you outside of Trigg County to get them to have something to do. So I think that's a big important thing to look at as well.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate that. While we're changing microphones, Tim, you want to answer the question? We'll start there with you, and then we'll come to Brenda Price in just a moment. Tim's ready to answer. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Read a question to you. What should be the main goal of Cadiz City Council? What are you doing or plan to do to achieve that goal?
Well, out on the campaign, trail, a lot of people ask about our youth, you know, and it's like everything else. It takes money. It takes money to build it. It takes money to operate it. And like I said, I'm new at this. I don't know all the finances. I've got a lot to learn. But that is a big part a lot of people ask, you know, and I agree. I grew up here, and we didn't have a whole lot to do except ride the roads, and I'm sure that's what's to do here. I see the way. This is very nice. I've never been here. I support all the small businesses. I think it'd be great, and I'd love to see people come back to downtown Cadiz. I mean, it's looking pretty poorly down there, and I'd love to see business come into Cadiz downtown and get back. But that's a goal that I'd like to see.
And Brenda Price, the microphone next. Brenda, tell us what your thoughts are. You know, I read the question again, if you were good to go. Okay.
It's the same as everybody else. We've got to get work on our infrastructure and our police salaries and that's one of our main goals need to be. We need to continue to try to get even the small businesses and the manufacturing businesses that we can. I feel like in the last 2 years, we've had definite growth in those areas. I'm very proud of the work we've done. We definitely need something for our kids. I don't have any by birth, but I have a lot of children. So we definitely need to do that. And we've got to take care of what we got here and get it fixed to where we can continue to grow.
And we'll pass the microphone down. Mr. Frankie Phillips, same question to you.
I don't know what else to say, but
right. And just wait, if you don't want anything,
everything
that's okay.
Said, but I think we need to support the small businesses, and there is going to be a spec building built up in the industrial park, so maybe that will help us get some more industrial.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, clear skies and a low around 25 this evening. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies, high of 56. West-northwest winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, low around 28. Thursday, bit of a warm-up. Sunny skies, high of 63. A south-southwest wind could be as high as 20 miles an hour. But back to this evening, clear skies and 25 degrees.
Annual enrollment for Medicare plans has begun. North Trust Insurance encourages you to check the notice of annual change that arrived last month in your mailbox. Get valuable information about any premium or coverage changes coming in January. Then call North Trust Insurance, Hopkinsville, to verify if any other plans in the area might suit your needs better. Mary, Angie, and Rebecca are certified in all Medicare insurance and will look out for your needs, your budget, and your best interest. Visit NorthTrustInsurance.com for more information.
The new iPhone 14 Pro is here with the most advanced iPhone display ever, and the place to get it is at T-Mobile. Now you can take your iPhone beyond with coverage that goes beyond.
You're really having fun over there. Have you been streaming Ted Lasso this whole time?
Yeah, I got the new iPhone 14 Pro at T-Mobile, and Apple TV Plus is included with our plan. It has an amazing display, so all the shows look fantastic.
Nice, but we're almost to the airport. You better download the rest of it.
No need. T-Mobile's got me covered with unlimited in-flight Wi-Fi, so I can stream all flight long. I'm catching up on the morning show next.
I'm going to make a quick stop.
Wait, where are we going?
I'm going to T-Mobile.
Switch to T-Mobile and get the new iPhone 14 Pro on us with eligible trade-in on the Magenta Max plan. With nationwide coverage and Apple TV Plus included, take your iPhone experience beyond with T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Apple TV Plus on us up to $4.99 value. In-flight Wi-Fi on select U.S. airlines where available. See T-Mobile.com for details.
And welcome back to Decision 2022. If technology were perfect, wouldn't we all be, wouldn't it be a wonderful world, right? We are back. We lost connection momentarily. We're back again. And we're, same question to Mr. Bob Noah. Bob, I can read the question again to you, or we'll continue with our Cadiz City Council Forum on WKDC FM 106.5.
No, I was just saying a while ago that, infrastructure is something we need to address. Like everybody said, with the property that we bought downtown, though, we need to think long about what we put down there because it's going to be there for a long time. And I wanted to put something there that everybody can use and not just a few. Everybody's put money in it, so I think that we ought to put something there that everybody can use. We need to also, with our employees, we need to stay on top of the salaries that we pay to make sure we're competitive with the other counties. We don't want to train somebody just to lose them to another county for 50 cents or a dollar an hour. So I think that's another thing we need to look at.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. And Bob Noel. I'm just going to do, from now on, we'll just do a question, and anybody wants to comment on it, raise your hand and get the microphone, and we'll let you do that. That way, and if you don't have an answer, don't want to say anything different to the other candidate, it's okay, too. And we'll give everybody about a minute to close out when we get done. But I want to make sure we get a couple of questions in. Number two, personally, what do you feel your role is to attract and recruit business and industry to Cadiz? As we go succession, Ms. Susie Hendricks, you'd be next, but anybody... Hey, Susie, if you want to answer and then anybody else wants to add to that, you're welcome to do so. If not, if you don't have anything different to say, we'll move on to the next question. Susie, you put your role to attract business and in the industry to Cadiz.
Well, it's a lot of that's been said already. Like you said, we have got to get our infrastructure, our sewer, we've got to get that prepared to be able to handle a large business that would come in there. We've got the land for it, but we have got to get that straightened down and get that fixed so we can be able to pump more water through everything to be able to get a big business. I hope whenever we talk about these large businesses that we have the employees and the staff to fill these businesses. So many times I know whenever anybody's out and about, everybody's hiring. And that just breaks my heart to see that because so many places go under because they can't be staffed. And I'd like to see if we do get some business to come in here, a large plant or whatever we can get. that we will step up and not depend on Caldwell County or Todd County or even Clarksville to fill these jobs. That we, you know, if we have to get some type of transportation system to bus, you know, employees back and forth, that might be something we need to look at. But, you know, we need workers bad. We need people to step up and take these jobs and to be able to help our city grow, because that, you know, if we don't have the employees, we can't get these places to come, and we can't keep them thriving. So
thank you very much. Ms. Susie Hendricks, anybody else want to comment on that? Raise your hand. We'll, if not, we'll move forward. But anybody else wants to have a comment on that? Ms. Jeannie Bodine, you want to say something? I can repeat that, yes. You personally, what do you feel your role is to attract in business and industry, attract and recruit business and industry to Cadiz? And if you would like to comment on that, go right ahead.
Well, I'm such a small role, but, you know, it takes a lot of little things to make a big thing. And people have bought the buildings downtown recently. Somebody bought Cranberry Creek, putting a beauty shop in it, Curl Up and Die, which I think is so cute. That's the name of it. And the next door to me, Angela Walker, has a children's shop, bought both of those buildings, so they're not vacant. They've cleaned them up, they've renovated. So we're not sitting down there just looking vacant. You know, people are taking an interest. So when they come to me and say, what do I do? You just be a role model. You just friendly and nice them to death. And they'll come back. They honestly, Ham Festival, people would come in and say, we were here 6 years ago and remembered how funny it was in here, so we came back. It just takes a little bit. On a personal level, that's all I can give.
Thank you, Ms. Jeannie. Anybody else want to answer that question? Ms. Bryant, or anybody else want to answer that question? If not, I can ask another one. If you want to ask that question, answer that, and that's fine too. Ms. Bryant, I think you just raised her hand. Yeah, go ahead. Get your microphone. And
no, I didn't have any
questions. Okay. If you want to, that's fine.
Hey, I'm ready.
You can have two microphones. Ms. Susan Bryant.
I don't really think a whole lot more can be said about that. I'd like to hear another question. But except that we do, I think some people wonder what we do actually do, and if we listen and if we try to work with new industry or small businesses coming in, and that we have set up a scale and a way to try to entice those businesses, or small or large, to come in, because the scale depends upon how many people they're going to hire and what they're going to give to the community, because, you know, we want to help people, but we all are trying to do that all the time. And hopefully the community gives out enough information, enough vibe, that people want to come, because a lot of people that do come here, that do return, talk about it as being a friendly town. Now, I'm on the tourism committee also, and they get all kinds of people coming all the time. You know, you'd think not, but they are just sending out hundreds of information sheets about the community. But, you know, we all go back to this thing about having something for the youth and something for them to do. If we don't have that, whether it's tourism or anything else, people aren't going to come back, or they aren't going to stay. Now I'd like another question.
Anybody else want? Yeah, Bob, do you want to weigh in on that? Hand the microphone to Bob. I think he wants to weigh in on that question, and then we'll move on to another question unless somebody else wants to weigh in on that. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do, with new businesses, we do offer incentive programs for those businesses to come in, and that gives them tax breaks. I mean, I know we're not getting the tax money in the beginning, but if you offer them incentives and they come, then later on, that's when you reap the benefits of what you've done.
Thank you, Bob. No, appreciate it. Anybody else want to comment on that? And if not, we'll move on. If so, we'll. Anybody else is welcome to comment on that if you'd like to do so as well. Dustin or anybody? Okay. Number three, let's ask this one. We just finished up the Tree County Country Ham Festival. Question, should the city continue planning and executing the Ham Festival using city employees who also have other job duties, or is it time to return to planning and execution to a separate committee? And anybody that wants to comment on that, raise your hand and take off on it, okay? Susie Hendrick, Ms. Bryant, first of all, Susan Bryant.
Well, I want a question, but I would like to see it go back to as it was before, that is a committee that is going to work on that instead of it being responsibility of the city. Even if that happened, we still have to use our employees to help clean up, and they do that really fast. They are paid, or they get time for doing that, so they don't do it just without anything, but they may not want to. And there is a push, because you have to have it all cleaned up to get it done. So I would like to see it go back to a group that we're not putting in our finances, nor are we putting in our time, unless it's on a volunteer basis, to take care of the ham festival. Because it became so, they needed the city because it was costing so much. And some of us have given suggestions on cutting back on some of the things that we pay for that are free and that I'm told everybody really likes, and I'm sure they do because they're free. That when we bring in people to entertain or to do other things, that's costly, you know. So I'd like to see it go back to a committee. Now, I don't see that happening, but I would like to see it do it.
Any other thoughts on that question? Susie Hendricks, you got a microphone close to you. You can answer it first, and Bob Noel has thoughts as well.
Well, this is going to be very rare, because Susan and I try to always agree and get our heads together and do the right thing. But I'm going to disagree with Susan, because I like to keep it right where it's at with the city. This time, our Barbie Johnson, she is our city clerk. She has done a magnificent job with her staff. And for the first time in years, each booth was filled and paid in advance. Now, we are seeing a revenue from all this in many, many years. And I'm sure back when there was a committee, it was a loss. Now, whenever you put on something as large as the Ham Festival and you have as many people involved, our city workers are getting time and a half because there's no place to give them a time off somewhere else because other things need to be done. So, you know, whenever we're seeing that we're coming ahead in the plus side, I think that's a good thing. Now, when you start talking about volunteers, have you ever tried to get volunteers for something? Oh, buddy, you know, and get people on a committee. People don't want to do it, not for very long. And that way it takes your weekend away, because maybe you want to be in the Ham Festival or you want to be doing something else. So I would like to see it stay exactly like it is. I'm so thankful that we've seen, you know, revenue from it. I'm thankful everybody came out and had a big time. You know, I've seen pictures on Facebook of the sea of people out on Saturday, and that's wonderful. That's what it's there for. Now, I did notice this year a lot of our talent that we had was more on the local level. You know, we have reached out last year and got a little bit above our means trying to stretch out to larger names. And this time we kind of brought it back and went to the local level. And we have a lot of talented people here in Cadiz and Tree County. So I think that's great. But I would like to see it stay exactly like it is.
And Ms. Brenda Price, comments, thoughts?
I was on Ham Festival Committee this year for the first time ever. I've never done that before. And I was at the information booth. I got there before 9 o'clock on Friday. And I'm sorry, 4-8 on Saturday. And I stayed till the end of the concerts. So, needless to say, I was walking dead. But I have never seen so many people. I have never had so much fun. We had huge crowds down there at the venue where we had the main groups, the Jimmy Church Band and Rewind and Rubik's Groove. Barbie Johnson and Janelle have both done an awesome job. Our city workers, anything we needed, we just barely hollered and we had it. So I personally would like to see it stay the way it was this year, and I would also like to see more people volunteer to help as well. Thank you.
And Ms. Brenda Price, and Bob Noel. Bob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would leave it the way it is now through the city. Barbara and them did such a good job with it this year. And like I said, all the booths were paid for before the Ham Festival even started. We're not making a windfall money on the Ham Festival, but for the past 2 years, we have made money with the Ham Festival. So that's been a good thing. And it's just because they've watched the dollars and it's worked good.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bob Noel. Last question, and we'll kind of wrap things up quickly after this one. This is for anybody who wants to answer it. Is there a future possibility of cutting city taxes, city property taxes? And that came from someone here in the audience. So any thoughts on that? Any Brian Future wants to answer that. First of all, Brian, go ahead.
I know most people up here don't want to talk about taxes, period. We haven't raised taxes on property and ever since I've been on the council for 8 years. So it's been a long time since the city of Katy has ever raised taxes. Only thing we have done is we had to increase water rates because we just built a brand new multi-million dollar facility that was a must that we have. So in the end, I don't know when it comes down to taxes or not, of decreasing taxes, but actually, if I'm not mistaken, over the last year or two, they've actually went down just a little bit. So that's trying to answer that question with, you know, the best of my ability.
All right, Ms. Future, anybody else want to comment on taxes? Ms. Jeannie Bodine, go ahead, Ms. Jeannie.
Well, I hear people complain about the taxes, and I mean they're just livid about, oh, we're just taxed to death. So my son was here this weekend, and he lives in a little kind of a village town in Illinois, real small. Probably a little bit smaller than Kate is, but it's, you know, it's, they have a city council and mayor and whatever. His taxes compared to mine, I thought he was going to fall out on the floor when he saw how low my taxes are. And we have a hospital he doesn't have. We have better schools than they have. We have better everything than this little town has that should have. For what the money they're getting, they should have buku. I mean, we're talking, he's paying thousands in city taxes for nothing. And look how little we, when you look at it, look how little we do pay. You know I get a tax break because I'm old, and you know, me and Susan are hanging in there, but you know, and my house is old and I'm old, but our tax base is fair. I can't complain.
All right, anybody else want to comment on that question? I think Brian, do you want to comment on that? Or you already talked about that. So if anybody, all minds are clear. We probably could continue on, but we have a couple other forums tonight. I'll just start, and we start on that end with Tim Bridges. First of all, Tim, good news is you're off the hot seat. You get to be last this time. We're going to start down here with Bob. Just take a minute or so, Bob, tell again, people again who you are and a little bit about you, and we'll wrap this thing up in about a minute or so.
Like I said, I'm Bob Noel. I've lived here in this community my whole life. I enjoy serving this community. Serve them in 2-3 different ways, through the fire department, through the hospital board. Just remember that to look at the list on the ballot. I am the last one on the list, so you have to look all the way to the bottom, but I'd appreciate your vote coming up.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Frankie Phillips. Next of all, your thoughts?
Thanks, Frankie Phillips, and I appreciate everybody that's voted for me over the years, and I'd appreciate your vote this time. It is an honor to serve citizens of Katy and Tree County, and I'm like Bob. I'm down towards the bottom, number 8.
Mr. Phillips, thank you very much. Brenda Price. Brent?
I'm Brenda Price. Most of you know me, and you know my partner in crime, Barbara Tucker. If you see her, she's going to tell you to vote for number 7, because that's me. I'm just very appreciative to be here. So like I say, anything that I vote for on this council affects me the same as anybody else, because I am a working person. I do get out there every day, but I truly love this city, and I would truly appreciate your vote and your consideration. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Price and Mr. Dustin Gilbert. Dustin?
Thank you. Again, Dustin Gilbert, I would be honored to serve you and city council. I have a passion to make sure that we are doing the right thing in the right place. I believe that, you know, doing things the way it's always been done isn't always the best way to do it. So change is good as long as it's thought out and mindful. So I would be honored to serve you. So I'm number 6 on the ballot. So you could just come down the line right there. Okay. Thank you.
That's why I thought we'd go the opposite way this time. Let's start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Ms. Bryant, Susan Bryant.
I just want you all to notice that, again, I was the one that was sticking out. That was, no, I don't want to do this. But that is okay, and that is a good thing. And that's what makes this council, and I think anybody that would be making up the council here, good that we can disagree and we don't have to have the same ideas, and we can talk about them, and then we can make our decision based upon that. You know, I may change my mind, and other people may change too. You just don't know what's going to happen. But I just would like to say that I appreciate everybody coming here, and I do ask for your vote, and I don't even know what number I am. I'm five. I was told. But I would just like to hope that you would share with us when there are things that you would like to see done or that you would like to see done differently. You know, we don't mind that. And, I mean, I'm still in the phone book because I still have a landline. But that might have something to do with telling you about how old I am. But it's just, you know, a way to get hold of me, and a lot of people do. And nobody minds that. So just vote however you vote. I would appreciate it, but just vote, please, because it's terrible that we had so few that voted last time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bride. Yeah, you don't lose the signal with a landline, do you? It's a good thing in this cell phone world. Ms. Jeannie Bodine.
Bodine again, and as usual, y'all find me with my partner in crime, my daughter Jennifer Bodine Dempsey. She's always wherever, right elbow, left elbow, she's got me. I'd like you to have your vote. I'm number four on the ballot. I'm pretty good with money, and you can't not find me. I'm at the Purple Pig every day except Sunday. Got a phone number down there. I'm not going to give you my cell number unless you got a problem. But I'm easy to find, and I'll never run from you. So if you need something, holler.
Thank you, Ms. Jeannie Bodine. Number three on the ballot, Ms. Susie Hendricks. Susie?
Hello, I'm Susie Hendricks. I am a lifelong resident of Cadiz. I've been here, and I've enjoyed immensely being on the city council. I've enjoyed listening to people and trying to learn more about it. Every year there's something I didn't know before, and I've enjoyed trying to grow more than I was before. I'd like to thank the staff at WKDZ as well as The Way for hosting this forum and giving us the opportunity to voice our opinions as candidates. I prepared all this, and I was thinking about it, I thought, I wouldn't feel good if I didn't say this about our team at the city. You know, first of all, our mayor, Todd, does a wonderful job at leading our community. And he always puts everybody else first, and that's the way he does. Barbie Johnson, our city clerk, and her staff have worked tirelessly to make our city thrive as financially well as it can, and they do a great job. Craig Oakley, he's our public works director, and his staff keep our city running from the grounds maintenance, water, sewer, and so much more. You've seen these beautiful banners that are up. You know, that took away from other things they were doing, but the veterans banners that they put up are wonderful. Also, Duncan Wiggins, our chief of police, and his staff, they have worked countless hours to keep our city safe. It's been a privilege to work with all these people. I would appreciate your vote on November the 8th. I would like to continue to work on the Cadiz City Council and continue to try to make it a better place. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Susie. And now, Mr. Brian Futrell. Brian?
All right. Thank you. Yes, Brian Futrell, I'm second on the ballot. I would appreciate your vote coming up on November the 8th. I do enjoy serving on the city council. I've always been a government civics history fan. When I was growing up in school, that was my subject. So I've always enjoyed serving the community. And as some of the other candidates have mentioned, when you're on city council, you're not really there to do what you want to do. You're there to serve others. And that's what, you know, I have a sign that says that. So pretty much it's your city, your voice. So bottom line is, you know, if I'm in there, I'm going to serve you and work with the others and collaborate with them to do what's right for the city of Cadiz, and to collaborate with the mayor and all the other directors that work within the city hall. I appreciate your vote on November 8th. Thank you.
Mr. Brian Futrell. Thank you, Brian. And Tim, you get to be last time. Tim Bridges.
Yeah, I'm Tim Bridges. And I forgot, I got a grandson and one on the way. So I don't want to forget that. I'm proud of Cadiz, and I want to contribute in the
be with, you know, a representative of City Council. Grew up on Katy's down here on, by the cemetery. My dad was actually a street supervisor for over 20 years, so I know how that works and how it goes. And I'm number one on the ballot. I appreciate everybody's vote. And I'd like to thank WKDZ. And Trick County Republican and Democrat committee too, and in the way. I appreciate y'all having us.
Thank you very much as well, Mr. Tim Bridges. That's all of our Cadiz City Council candidates.